Whether you're a dancer, demonstrator, or day tripper, May Day has something for everyone. It's sacred to trade unionists as International Workers Day, and traditionalists won't want to see it go. But could it be just the kickstart that the tourist industry needs? Tourism Minister John Penrose is consulting on any possible changes.
If everybody turns around at the end of it and says, you know what, we'd rather stay as we are, that's absolutely fine. But I don't think we've ever debated this, or if we have, we've never debated it properly for decades in this country.
This year, May Day competes with a packed calendar of other bank holidays, three in April and one at the end of May. The government thinks that moving it earlier to either St David's Day on March the 1st for Wales or St George's Day, April the 23rd for England, or perhaps much later to create a new national holiday in October, would extend the tourist season and encourage more of us to take staycations here in Britain. But critics say it would disrupt firms and staff. Nicola Smith is Senior Policy Officer at the TUC.
Losing the May Day bank holiday would be a real loss to the UK. This is actually a day where people have celebrated May Day since the 4th century across the UK. You know, Morris dancers have enjoyed this day, people who are dancing around the Maypole, and it's also obviously an important day for the trade union movement.
The government's tourism strategy also includes plans to make tourist visas easier to get, train more staff in hospitality apprenticeships, and make other British destinations as attractive as London. As for May Day, there's likely to be no change until at least 2013.